Good evening, and welcome to another exciting moment in ever-increasing Word Training Center. I trust that all of you as students of this training center enjoy the apostolic mantle and ministry of Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. I want to encourage you to feed on those prosperity revival tapes as well as those camp meeting tapes. It's time to draw closer to having faith, confidence, and trust in God. It's time to live from the inside out. That was one of the most, what can I say? That conference was life-altering and life-changing. And I want all of you to know something as students. Whether we are here at the training center, or rather we are preaching with Apostle Thompson in ministry, it's all about being of one man. And when we're up there ministering and when we're standing in here in this training center, it's all because of our connection to him. It's the mantle that's upon his life that can manifest in our lives as we honor him and recognize that he is truly an apostle sent from God. And that grace that's upon his life rests upon our lives. And that money cometh belongs to us. And we can experience exactly what God did with him. So you are debt free. I decree you are debt free. You're part of this school of ministry. You are debt free. You're learning how to live from the inside out. And I declare you'll never be broke another day in your life. No more empty hands. You're not broke. You have a seed. So don't even be concerned about that. You're connected to the most anointed man in the world as it pertains to finances. But you can't get it by reading the book. You got to connect to the man. Amen. So tonight we'll begin this session, which is chapter 3 in your books, The Nature of the Revival Fire. The Nature of the Revival Fire. Let us begin. Revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire upon the earth. It breaks the effects and influence of hell's fire on the earth. And it establishes God's kingdom. So the nature of the revival fire is for the establishment of God's kingdom. Now, before I go further, see, John said in Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but there cometh one after me who is before me, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. Watch what he says. It is he that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So we always magnify being baptized with the Holy Ghost. But it wasn't just the Holy Ghost we were baptized with. We were baptized with or immersed into the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's why in Acts 2:1 it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly they came from sound, suddenly there came from heaven a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, but you didn't see the fire. The fire was there. Cloven tongues, like as a fire, sat upon each of them. And they were all filled. What were they filled with? the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost and fire. So when you pray in tongues, you're flaming the fire. What kind of fire? Revival fire. A revival that produces signs, wonders, diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Okay, let's go. Fire is a purifier. It reduces the size and the quantity of the material, but it increases the value. It reduces the size and the quantity of the material by what? By getting rid of all of the flaws. Fire burns out all of your insufficiencies, all of your weaknesses. You know you have them, but fire burn them out. Go ahead. Fire extracts the worthless from the precious, thus giving value and worth to it. Though it is less in quantity, it is increased in quality. When we understand the nature of the revival fire, we can work alongside with the Holy Spirit to help propagate God's purposes until the revival fire becomes an engulfing flame affecting every place and people that God desires to touch and influence. Now, here are seven essential characteristics related to fire, which can be applied in the revival that we're presently in. Now, you know, these books were written ahead of the season, so it'll talk about the coming revival. But understand this, and it's covered in the book. Revival is based upon the principle of what? Continuance. And if we don't understand the old order, then there's no establishing of the new order, because it's just a continuation of God's plan from the foundation of the world. Okay, let's go. Number one, there is a need for fire. A needed fire is a purposeful fire. We must know the purpose for wanting the fire. And we need to know why God will be sending the fire our way. Those of us who seek the revival fire must know the purpose for wanting it, so that our motives and calling down revival is purged and pure and purified. See, motive is everything with God. Do we want revival to bring attention to us? See, we have come through a day where the church have made superstars of men and women of God. There are no superstars in God, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are one. One with who? The head of the church. One. See, he's the head of the church, which is his body. So that makes all of us one. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher just have responsibility. But they're still one with the body. It's important to understand that. Now, it's not in the notes, but you see, there was a reason why John the Baptist's head was cut off from his body. It was to show you a picture. When you get offended in the Lord Jesus Christ, are you listening? You get cut off from the head. So your body gets put in the ground. Your body cannot function without the head. The purpose of offense is to separate you from the head, where the body receives all nourishment. The head of the church is Christ. The enemy works overtime to separate you from the head through religion, through tradition, and through separating us from the very gifts that God gave to perfect us, to equip us to do what he wanted us to do. Go ahead. The divine purpose should be our primary focus so that God's purpose and plans will be established. What is God's plan? God said, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. My plans are to give you an expected hope. You know, my plans are to do you good and not evil. My thoughts are thoughts of peace and not evil. I want to do good to you. I want you to have an expected end of living the good life. Go ahead. The intensity of our longing for revival increases because of the revelation of our helplessness and need. The spiritual energy of faith released in this sense of helplessness demands a touch from above. So what is the real purpose of faith? The real purpose of faith is not to get stuff, but it's to get him. To develop our faith, trust, and confidence in the living God and faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. Faith is used for us to become him. Go ahead. Number two, there's a need always for a fire starter. God is an arsonist. He sets fire to hearts that are ready for him. When we allow God to ignite us, then the spiritual timing of God is always now, because now faith is. Revival does not originate with us, but from God, who is the all-consuming fire. God's overwhelming passion is to heal the church, to touch and to transform the church, and to break through every barrier that the enemy and men have set. I want to say this. The church must get off the defensive and go to the offensive. See, we have been taught an erroneous theology. The theology is, you know, man, we need to stop the devil. No, baby. Jesus said, up on the rock of revelation, that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, I will build my church. Now notice this phrase, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What does that mean? As the church, which is in the kingdom of God, is advancing the kingdom of God, then hell can't stop it. So we don't need no rapture to take us out, because we are, you know, God can't get his work done. Every enemy must be made its footstool. Never forget that. It is the responsibility of the church to have dominion, to subdue, and to replenish the earth with the God kind of people. That's a whole nother level. We are Jesus in the earth realm. Never forget that. Go ahead. God initiates a revival. Revival fire is God's answer to hell's unholy fire. The revival fire is often sparked off in our time of communion and fellowship with God, as we cannot walk with fire and not be burned. When revival fire does not originate from God, that fire results in futility, and it brings upon people God's judgment. Starting an unholy fire had drastic consequences on King Saul's life. His kingdom was taken from him and given to David. Number three, there is a need for ignitable material. A fire cannot burn if it don't have material to burn. To gather momentum, ignitable materials for the fire is needed. God works on the life of the church to become a vessel that he can put flames within and upon. God wants us to become responsive to his touch and to his spirit. We ought to become highly inflammable in our response to God. God's word and God's spirit must so highly excite us, and his seal consumes us. We must be consumed. We must be consumed by, watch this, our passion for God. We must become God-possessed. Our pursuit of God must make people nervous. Our pursuit of God must be primary and foremost. Not stuff, not things, not the opinions of people, not to be accepted in a church group, not to be accepted to be popular, but a passion for God that separates us from people unto God so we can fulfill God's purpose and agenda in the earth realm. That's why the Apostle John said these words, I must decrease, he must increase. If I decrease and he increases, my passion for him becomes contagious. I become a flame that will put you on fire. The words out of my mouth will become fire to set you on fire. Go ahead. God's word and his spirit must so highly excite us, and his seal consumes us. We must be consumed by our passion for God and become increasingly overwhelmed by our consciousness that God is in us and God wants to move through us. We must not put anything, object or excuses, in the way that will stop us from becoming ignitable vessels. We must give ourselves wholly and completely to God. And this will allow his fire to gain momentum in us. That's why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. The very God of peace separate you holy unto himself, W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord. Watch what he say. Faithful is he who have called you, who will also do it. It is God working in us, both to will and to do all of his good pleasure. This is what this is all about. It's not about us. It's about him. And the apostle opens up the portals of heaven so that Christ can be revealed to us, revealed in us, and revealed through us. That's why Paul said, my little children, of whom I travail in prayer again until Christ be formed in you. Because Christ being formed in me is the hope of glory. I can experience a Christ-like life in the earth realm, living victoriously, overcoming all challenges and all obstacles because I have a fire that can burn anything in my pathway. Go ahead. Number four. A need to spread. Revival fire has the ability to spread. When a fire doesn't catch on, it will soon die out. For the revival to gain momentum, it must spread sideways. Our task is to find other ignitable material to pass the fire on to. We must not become self-indulgent with the fire, but we must desire the fire to spread farther than us. When the fire is spread to other lives, churches and cities, it becomes uncontrollable, and it will not be easy for the enemy and wicked men to destroy. Those upon whom the revival fire falls are responsible to maintain the fire, to increase its momentum and spread it as far as possible. I also want to put up at a increase its intensity. Increases what? Intensity. It will be as intense as you are. Intensity is not something that you teach. It's something that must be caught. Go ahead. We must see God's face to find ways to spread and to propagate the revival. Number five. A need to be watched. The revival fire needs to be watched. An unwatched fire is an unmarked fire. Leaders in this revival need to see that the fire is not misused nor abused. The church must be taught on how to flow with the Spirit of God. We need to watch the fire so that the fire will not die down. That will spread widely. How does that come? By staying in the flow, not losing the purpose of the revival fire through alternative motives, by drawing attention unto ourselves. Go ahead. We need to watch the fire to make sure that that fire is fulfilling the eternal purpose of God. We must direct the fire until that fire hits the bullseye of the purposes of God. Number six, there's a need to ensure individual fire. In revival, the whole community is on fire. Everybody is moving in the same direction. And it's drawn into the same flow of God's anointing. When the corporate anointing is increasing in a meeting, it is necessary to make sure everyone is responding to the Holy Spirit. Every believing heart need to be assured of God's authentic manifestation. There is absolutely no substitute for apostolic government and apostolic teaching. Every experience can be clarified in Scripture to remove doubts and fears. We must be sensitive to lead each individual deeper into God and into the supernatural. Deeper into God and deeper into the what? Supernatural. Not clones so much of us. Now, what do I mean by that? They become clones of the one who I'm a clone of. Y'all got that? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Be imitators of God. Are you listening? Now, imitate me when I imitate God. Follow me as I'm a follower of Christ. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead. When God releases the physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit, we need to lead them deeper into his purposes. When each individual fire is burning strong, it adds to the intensity of the corporate anointing. Number seven. A need to activate the fire. A revival fire needs material that acts as a catalyst that can activate the fire until that fire becomes an engulfing flame. The book of Acts records the catalyst as being men who moved by the Spirit. A yielded revivalist causes the revival to explode. Revivalists are carriers of the revival fire. They are God's chosen instruments to help propagate the revival fire. To gain momentum, they enlarge the flame by their prophetic preaching and ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles. Some ministries can fan the flames of revival into greater intensity. God explodes upon the scene of humanity through the lives of these men. Signs, wonders, and miracles are powerfully demonstrated. And the revival fire must gain momentum in our land, and we have that responsibility to lead those revival flames into the fields of the harvest of souls. Now, children, let me say this, because they keep talking about a revival is coming. I declare unto you, the revival is here. I declare unto you that God gave, see, remember, money cometh is not the only assignment, but you have to deal with where God plants you. God told this apostle that we serve that money cometh will be here till Jesus comes. See, what we got to understand is every kingdom is backed by wealth, and the church is stuck on stupid because it cannot go no farther, because God said, I will rebuild cities through prosperity. So God raised up a man and gave him these words, money coming. Why did he give them? For you and me. He put those words in his mouth because they are God's words. See, they seem common and ordinary, but the supernatural is when God takes that which is ordinary and causes it to be extraordinary. So why you keep saying this revival is here? Because remember, we started out with times of what? The revival. Isn't that right? That's what we started off with. So everything we're going on with now is to connect us with the revivalist, because the revivalist is the catalyst of the revival. Have a good evening.